sending Republican negotiators to the White House to finish out debt limit talks. At a news conference, he said he firmly believes they'll reach a deal.
The off-ramp here is to solve the problem, to spend less than we spent last year. That's not that difficult. They still want to spend more. You cannot do that.
McCarthy warns that the two sides are still far apart as they try to reach a budget deal with President Joe Biden. Russian troops and security forces quashed an alleged cross-border raid from Ukraine in what appeared to be one of the most serious cross-border attacks since the war began. Moscow blamed the raid that began Monday on Ukrainian military saboteurs. Kyiv portrayed it as an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. While speaking at the German Marshall Fund Brussels Forum Wednesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the Russia threat must not be underestimated.
We should not underestimate Russia, because it's right, they have taken a lot of casualties. They have bad morale, bad equipment, bad training, bad logistics, bad leadership. But what they lack in quality, they try to make up in quantity. Mass.
Also on Wednesday, Stoltenberg said the members of the Western Military Alliance are divided on what to do at an upcoming summit about Ukraine's push to join. Ukraine, which is backed by NATO countries in Eastern Europe, is calling for a clear message at a July summit of alliance leaders in Lithuania's capital Vilnius that it will join after Russia's war ends. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our app just by searching VOA News. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief on Wednesday warned there had been deeply troubling reports of sexual violence in Sudan since fighting erupted between two rival generals in the country. High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said the UN had been made aware of the issue and urged the two sides to stop.
General Al-Burhan, General Dagalo, you must issue clear instructions in no uncertain terms to all those under your command that there is zero tolerance for sexual violence, that perpetrators of all violations must be held accountable, civilians must be spared, and you must stop this senseless violence now.
Sudan has descended into chaos after fighting started in mid-April between the country's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Wednesday marks 1 year since a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers inside a fourth-grade classroom in Uvalde in the U.S. state of Texas. In an AP interview, Veronica Mata, whose 10-year-old daughter Tess died in the mass shooting, says not a day goes by that she doesn't think of her.
I have a picture of Tess on my nightstand, and you know, I just look at it and I just tell her, you know, Tess, you know, give me the strength, baby girl, help me get up. Help me get up today. Help me be the teacher that I need to be today and just to teach my kids and go about the day.
A criminal investigation over the hesitant police response to the Robb Elementary School shooting is still ongoing 1 year later. The investigation has run parallel to a new wave of public anger in the U.S. over gun violence, renewed calls for stricter firearm regulations, and legal challenges over authorities in Uvalde continuing to withhold public records related to the shooting and the police response. A Nigerian Afrobeat star facing trial on police assault charges will embark on a delayed music tour after being released on bail, his manager said Wednesday. Sion Kuti, who was in court on Wednesday, is preparing to travel for concerts scheduled in more than a dozen countries. Kuti had been detained for more than a week after he was caught allegedly assaulting a police officer in Nigeria's economic hub of Lagos. He is the son of Nigerian musical icon and political agitator Fela, who himself was serially detained by Nigerian military regimes. Typhoon Mawar made a slow and brutal pass over the U.S. territory of Guam on Wednesday, knocking out power as ferocious winds smashed windows and storm surges flooded buildings in the worst storm to hit the Pacific military outpost in decades. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The hits on VOA 1.